And another package thing was that, you know, the plastic bags the milk is in? You've seen them here. Those days we also had plastic bags milk came in. Sort of sometimes, probably started in the 80s, maybe earlier, or say the 70s when they started packaging milk that way. So you would keep those, wash them out, and cut them into thin stripes, and then people would crochet sort of rugs and stuff like that for saunas and bathrooms and do some other handicraft stuff. You know, I think my mum still has some in sauna. I should have shown you. I've made it. She'd made them, so it's kind of, you know, it's quite... I think it was a interesting recycling thing. Yeah, but also the milk packages, they were kind of nice and red. I think they were white inside and they had a red print outside or something like that. Some of them were kind of colored. They had different color plastic. You could make some toys out of those things. And I remember my brother was in a hospital and then they made toys out of the tubes, which, you know, where the blood would go through or some feeds. Those were very popular and, you know, you were kind of proud you had one of those little cats made out of that or something like that. I mean, I would think now that, come on, somebody's body has been pumped with blood through this thing and now I'm just having this toy hanging in there. You know, stuff, really weird things. So it was kind of hilarious.